USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two people are dead and several others are injured after shots were fired near a synagogue in the North German city of Leipzig. Reporter Ira Spitzer says witnesses saw a man wearing camouflage open fire near the synagogue before fleeing in a car.
They have taken one person into custody, but earlier they reported that two people connected with the shooting had fled in a vehicle.
House Oversight Committee ranking member Republican Jim Jordan says he understands why the White House is refusing to cooperate with House subpoenas.
They said, you know what, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment that they gave Ambassador Volker. And frankly, I can't blame them.
Jordan speaking on Fox News there, referring to several diplomats that House Democrats want to question as part of an impeachment inquiry. No reaction yet from Speaker Pelosi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Authorities in Illinois have charged a 9-year-old child with 5 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The young suspect accused of setting an April fire at a mobile home park near the village of Goodfield that killed 2 adults and 3 other children. The juvenile is also charged with 2 counts of arson and 1 count of aggravated arson. The Woodford County State's attorney was not revealing any other details about the suspect and would not say whether there was a relationship between the suspect and the victims. Many child advocates and juvenile defense lawyers are criticizing the decision to charge a child that young with murder. The president of Juvenile Justice Initiative, which is based in Illinois, Betsy Clark, telling the Associated Press, even the United Nations recommends that kids under 14 should never be prosecuted, no matter the crime.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be testifying before Congress later this month. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Senior trade negotiators for the United States and China are set to sit down in Washington on Thursday and Friday to discuss a trade deal between the two countries. Strategists believe that it's now possible that the Trump administration will agree to a trimmed-down trade deal that could lift some tariffs before the end of the year. Liliana Gil Valenta is the co-founder and president of XL Alliance. She tells Fox Business that ultimately both sides coming to the table is a big deal.
I think we are seeing that it is possible to negotiate with a big trading partner and that agriculture is a great lever that the U.S. can pull. A lot of people don't realize that we have only exported about $5 billion in agricultural products to China, and that is down from $15 billion the year prior. So there is something there that could be definitely a blueprint for us to have a win with China. Agriculture is one lever that we can pull because there has been a decline in that. And there is an area
they need American agriculture ultimately.
They do. They right. do, just as we proved that point with Japan as well. But the other thing is just we got to balance the scale. A lot of people don't realize China represents 67% of our deficit, our trade deficit. Therefore, we need to pull those levers. Now, there's a lot of fear that what is that going to do to consumer products? We have Christmas around the corner, and we buy a lot of Chinese-made products. But we gotta have a win, and I think...
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.